we do.
All right, so it's 6 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. Thank you for coming, everybody. The first item is to review the February 22nd meeting minutes. I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Not on paper? There's no old business, so moving on to new business. The first review of the 2022-23 budget, which you have in front of you. I had a question on administration. Equipment went from 800 to 5,000. Is that just for the...
Because if you look at the bottom, Leanna really needs a new copier.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Our copier is probably 10 years old at this point. Needless to say, we are unable to get our toner or our cartridge or our drum in the last month or so, and we are running very, very low. So apparently we have an old model, and obviously that stuff is out of stock and hard to get. So I think it's time for an upgrade.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what the increase is for new equipment at the Public Works too, for the furnace?
No, so we really didn't put the furnace in there. That it, at the bottom is for discussion, really. The new equipment is usually every couple of years, Public Works is looking at whether it be a new, you know, push mower, a weed whacker, or something like that. We usually kind of play that one back and forth.
Mm-hmm. I think the furnace will be thrown in there somehow.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea what a furnace would cost. Does anybody have a...
Well, we just did one for Adam Dunham's place there, and that was, well, because we got a deal on it, but $5,000.
So are we feeling comfortable if I threw another $5,000 in? Basically, it would go in the building repair and maintenance.
Well, that wasn't installing it either, so that might be a little more.
7 to 10? I mean, what are we looking at here?
If you do the building, you know, doesn't really make much sense to do the new furnace without tightening up the building, Tom.
Well, the way it sounds like it's not looking good out through the exit hole there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now's the time. What do you think it would do be to for the spray foam or whatever else?
Well, that'd be
probably have to do it over for a couple of years, you know, but maybe we get some of it tightened up this year and some next year. And
okay, so would we be comfortable throwing like $10,000 at that building repair maintenance and
maybe
seeing what we can get done with the furnace and maybe tightening up some of the quote-unquote holes?
I'd say 15 for the furnace and a little bit of work on the building.
Is Efficiency Main, are we eligible as a municipality for any Efficiency Main stuff?
As far as the furnace, I don't know. I know that they're really big into the heat pumps and everything.
Yeah.
5 minutes before you got here, Polly, heat pumps would not be a good idea at Public Works. With them constantly opening those great big doors and everything else for the trucks, it wouldn't work. I think we really need to put a new furnace in. But that's a good question. I don't know. It would be worth finding out, though, because, I mean, we've done a lot of Efficiency Main stuff with lights and heat pumps and everything else. So.
And if you're talking also about insulation,
yep.
There could also be, I don't know what it would be for municipality, but
that's worth looking at, I would imagine. Is Brian coming on Wednesday?
Yes.
So maybe we could have a little discussion about the building at that work session? I've never been in there, so I don't...
I don't think we're ever going to tighten that thing up tight, but we ought to start thinking about those types of things and definitely, you know, put the furnace in there and then do what we can afford to. Shouldn't try to jump the budget too hard, but to fix what we can.
Do we want to put a $10,000 figure in there? I mean, when money's not spent, it gets rolled over. We know that.
I would say 10 grand's a good start.
Well, could we take some of that equipment money, that $10,000's there, and put it toward the furnace? I mean...
Take it out of equipment and put it in building repair? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or, no, the furnace is equipment, isn't it? Or is it building repair?
We call it building repair, maintenance.
So could we take five out of that and put it toward the building?
You could.
And then add another five, so it makes a total of 10 for the building repair? You get $2,500 in there now, right?
Yep. So take five out here.
Take five out of the new equipment?
Yep.
And just add another $2,500, so we have $10,000 for the building repair.
Yep. Is everybody else good with that?
How much is in that equipment reserve account? Am I not seeing that? It's just, we're budgeting for $40,000. But do we have an account? Do we know what's in that reserve?
Yep, that's what I gave you. I don't have it, I might have it here. The last meeting, your 6-month total. Hold on. So, $272,000 is what is in the new equipment public works line item. $272,000. Don't forget, that is what we use to take out the truck money. So we fund it and then we take it back out, so.
So that's not a real number then?
$272,000 is a good number. It really is a good number.
Okay.
Because if you think we've got the $40,000 going in this year, which has not gone in yet. So essentially, that's gonna go in and come back out to pay the truck. So $272,000 is a pretty solid number.
Oh, okay.
Well, can we use some of that?
Yeah.
We could. The other thing I wanna bring to your attention is our one-ton.
That's his.
We just put six grand into that not too awful long ago, and it wasn't all that much for repairs. It was just hammered.
We purchased it, I believe, 2011. It's getting very rough. I mean, it's a consumer model that we're using for commercial use. So whether we hit, I mean, we've talked about, you know, when we change over new equipment and stuff, and that one ton is in desperate need.
Yeah, I don't think we should be yanking out too much out of the equipment reserve, because the load is not far behind it either. They've talked about that for a while, and I guess a little bit wouldn't hurt, but.
I would be in favor of your $5,000 injection locker.
Yeah. So that would only increase it another $2,500, right?
Yep.
Yep. Because I have a feeling that $10,000 is gonna get chewed up in a furnace, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can only go by the one that we assisted.
I just put one in the house, it was $10,000.
You did, yeah. Well, that other one that we assisted with was under five.
Yeah.
For a full house. But we also had, you know, not a dealer, but a guy that puts them in that bought it through his company.
Right, yeah.
Leanna, can you ask Ryan to bring information about the building itself to the meeting on Wednesday? Like,
yep.
Morgan's
oh, yeah.
Posted?
Yep.
That would be awesome. So, like, insulation, square footage, things like that.
Yep.
Is there any way we could have the totals of the reserves in this, just so we can see what the totals are?
You usually get it with your budget binder. Tonight's meeting is just first draft to look this over, but yes, absolutely.
So like the tractor reserve for the wastewater, that would be in there yet?
Yep. Yeah.
So the equipment reserve for the transfer station, can we use some of that money to repair the backhoe?
Yes, that's exactly what it's for.
Okay. It's not just for purchases, it's for...
Right. So basically, when it comes down to that, that's above and beyond what we planned for in budget, so that will take a motion at a transfer station meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Allowing me to take the money from the reserve account, basically. Yep.
Do you know offhand how much is in that account?
I'd say 65, but I'll be wrong, so hold on. 69,121.
We're gonna be able to take these home and study them. This is just like the first.
Looks pretty good.
Looking.
So I think there's an overall increase of 48,762, including the 2,500 we talked about. Which, everything's said and done, it's not too bad.
Wastewater abatement and disconnect request. And I have one from Robert and Holly McMichael.
I don't think we should let him do it.
Permanent disconnect.
That's for Danny's old house, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically, Polly and I have talked, and she's looking for a permanent disconnect. So if we do the permanent disconnect, we really should abate the last bill that she has received for it, because the building was actually torn down.
Okay.
So
does that mean if they decided to build a building there, eventually they cannot hook into it again?
Correct. If they sign off on a permanent disconnect.
You also have that?
Although that does not make sense to me.
I know.
Why is that?
Travis.
So actually, if there's room, they could reconnect to the system.
But if it's maxed out, they couldn't?
Right.
Okay.
So like basically, down here in this corner lot, there's two sewer hookups where they tore down the old store and the trailer that was there. They continued to pay so that we wouldn't take what's allotted for them and allow it to be like winners in, when they connected or something like that, to retain their spot. If they didn't pay and it was a permanent disconnect, then there's nothing guaranteeing us that they're coming back on or anything else. So, in essence, that opens up that much flow that
right.
can allow somebody else for a change of use or something like that, or,
So the system is maxed out right now, basically? Or?
No.
No, but it could be, Rob. You know, if it ends up being raw, being maxed out, if you want to hook up to it late 5 years from now, you may not be able to.
But what would have to happen for that?
Chances are it won't.
And a new hotel, maybe.
I was going to say, looking at what's going on right now with the Sugarloaf Hotel with the rumors, that's going to see possibly a huge increase going from what would be a hotel unit to employee housing if the rumors are true of what's happening. We haven't had a meeting about it yet or anything, so I don't know if it is.
But isn't that already calculated for in the usage of that?
It's different usages. So like a housing unit or an apartment or whatever has a different amount of flow than a hotel unit does. So a room in a hotel doesn't have as much flow allotted for it because it's not, somebody's not there full time, their places are never really 100% max, sometimes they are, but chances are you're not cooking meals there, you're not doing laundry, you're not living there full time, it's a hotel unit. I mean, we've all been in hotels when I was. It's different when you live at a place. So the usage goes up. So if they have this 26 rooms there, if they're gonna turn that into 26 apartments, then that's going to be a drastic change, and that could take up every amount of spare space that we have.
So you're saying, like, if one is in, converted their hotel over to apartments?
Right.
That could take up, that could use up more space than the inn is using?
Yep.
I'm hearing that's changing too.
Yep.
Yeah, what's changing?
The inn.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
But not for apartments, or?
Big venue is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah?
I think we'll just disconnect and grow separate and we'll get to it.
Makes sense.
I think we can figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked with Rob and Holly and talked to them about, you know, they have space where they can put in.
Put in a septic system.
That's right.
Yeah, they can put in the septic.
That's what I was just gonna say.
If that was full, they have options.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, I mean, the way things are going right now, I don't see that much change going on in that much. Five years down the road, it probably won't be. Ample space for them to hook up.
Don't plan on building a hotel there, that's all.
Thought had to cross our minds.
Maybe a mural shop.
Big gallery.
Yeah.
Tiny hotel.
I make a motion to accept it if that's what they choose to do.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Any more discussion? All in favor? So do we need a motion on both the disconnection and the abatement, or?
Sure, if we wanna do both.
I move we let the abatement go too.
Second that.
Okay, all in favor? All right, cool. So. We have to sign this one, I don't think we need to. Okay, and now we can appoint a new member to the planning board.
Who's signing for you, no?
Yep.
We have two, Scott Boysington and Tom Hildreth.
Nice.
To the planning board?
So Callie has stepped down from her seat, so we need one of those people. I will remind everybody that Tom is already on our budget committee.
Okay.
We already had that kind of discussion about, you know, we kinda jumped on that not being on two committees, correct? But I still don't think that that's.
When it comes to the budget committee, we did.
Yeah.
So.
Say that again.
Do the paperwork.
That we shouldn't have two people.
Did they do the paperwork?
Them on two committees, especially if one is on the budget.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have paperwork from Leanna?
No. Clay has come in and told me that we needed to fill the seat, and those are two people that have both shown interest to myself and Clay.
But don't we need to look at the paperwork?
Well, that is usually our policy, but the last couple times we haven't.
So why haven't?
Exactly. So.
Exactly is not the right answer.
I'm agreeing.
So.
We'll talk about that in another one too, probably, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was originally an idea so we know who wanted to be on what, and like,
yeah.
So we knew who you were, but to me, you know,
Planning
we don't have enough people that are volunteering to be on these committees, and we shouldn't grill them how long you've been in Kingfield when you know they've been there all their lives,
yeah.
Or most of their lives.
Yeah.
Might be some new ones, it'd be nice to see their face before we put them on them, but.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, planning board's its own little cat. I mean, it's dictated by state statute. So it's a little bit different than maybe the VEC committee we throw together or something.
Yeah.
They report directly to the board, to the state, so on and so forth, so.
So there's two open seats and we have two?
There's one open seat. We have two people that are interested.
Okay. Who are they again?
Tom Hildreth and Scott Boysington.
And Tom's already on the budget?
Correct.
You'd be on Scott then.
Scott. Do we have to nominate somebody? What?
Yep.
Nominate Scott.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor of appointing Scott? Everybody?
Do we have an opening on the VEC while we're talking about filling?
I believe we do have an opening on the VEC. I'm waiting to see. Lately, the VEC has been good trying to pull in some members.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to hear from them on that, as a matter of fact, because we did just have one person resign from the committee.
Okay. And so. Then we're all set on the budget committee, right?
Yes.
Filled all of those spots?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the next thing is to sign the appointment paper for Peter Manning, but I think we did, didn't we?
Well, we talked about it the last meeting. We made the motion, everything else. I did not have the paper here, so I threw it in with your warrant. You may have done it.
So we've signed that.
Okay. So I just need to get to the end of this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to skip executive session until the end. We'll go to administrative assistant updates.
Finally got my feet under me, or back under me. So the CMP, we've talked about the streetlights, maybe disconnecting some, maybe talking about upgrading them. So Tasha is going to send me the info, and she will plan to be here for the April 19th meeting. So I will have that on an upcoming agenda. I contacted Rick with Sergeant as far as the sidewalk lights being out, and he says he is aware of them, and when they get here in a couple more months in the spring, they will be fixed. The OWL system is ordered. I don't know who's been in my office, but you can see a great big huge TV and everything in there, so that will get set up. I'm planning on having the TV installed right there on the wall. Truck bids, I put those back out again. You guys are going to be opening them at the next meeting. As far as the warranty on the sidewalk lights. So what I have for an answer so far is generally there's a 1-year warranty from project completion. I'd want to confirm that, but that's what I have for a general answer.
And that's just on the lights themselves?
On
not the light bulbs.
The lights themselves.
It's installation and everything. I think that's all the wiring and everything.
So once
the whole
system.
The whole thing.
Okay.
But what we really need
right?
to keep in mind, yes,
yeah.
What we really need to keep in mind is when this project is complete, hypothetically next fall maybe, and we take ownership of those lights, even with this 1-year warranty, we really need to find an electrician or somebody like that. We don't have one on staff. We're going to need to call somebody if one of them, you know, a bulb is one thing, but if
right.
we have issues with it, we really need to, something we've talked about, but we need to think it through, so. Revision Energy reached out to me for figures as far as what we're paying for electricity, and they will come to the board in May. I did not get him the figures yet. He's still in my email. ARPA funds. So I took the class on Thursday. I do not have much to report on that because they're still rolling out a few things, but I, as far as doing a generic warrant article at town meeting, big no-no. Basically, if you can be, they all but tell you that you need to be as specific as possible. So I'm thinking we could still structure it possibly like we have with some other warrant articles, you know, X amount for this, X amount for this, X, you know, whether it's X amount for broadband, X amount for wastewater, X amount for whatever, you know, so that we, without too detailed, I guess, would be the point. Basically, what we want the municipal body aware of how we're spending those funds. So, I think that's all I have. I don't know if anybody, if I forgot anything.
I don't think so.
And I'm busy working on budget and
yeah.
stuff.
And you're going out.
And I'm going out for my knee. Friday, I will not be here. I've got some pre-op appointments and stuff, and then I will be out on the 24th. For approximately 8 weeks. So, working from home, you have to reach me by text message, email, something like that.
I would say try not to do anything you don't have to at home.
Yes.
Heal your knee like you need to heal it.
Yeah.
And also let the girls know that they can call any of us. If they don't have our numbers, please call us so we can, if somebody's bitching, we can come in and
they have a plan to have me on speed dial, trust
yeah.
me.
But they
yes, but as far as complaints and stuff,
yeah.
they know to call you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I've told them. Start with one selectman. If you don't
yep.
get through, go to the next.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Morgan, you're top just because you're chair.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. If there's anything else from you, Leanna, we can go to public comments. Do you have any?
My only other was I was going to, you know, they already talked about it, but the Grand Summit, I believe, is sold. I know that they sent us a letter at the lodge about surveying through the building somehow, so it must be fairly close to being done.
The Herbert.
So,
Herbert.
Grand Summit.
Well, Grand Summit, I just called it the Grand Summit.
Semi-Grand Summit.
Yeah.
I could see Polly all of a sudden was
sorry.
Like...
sorry. The Herbert Grand Summit, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. That is a done deal.
From what I understand, yes. Like I said, if you go out by in between the lodge and the summit, Herbert's, the Herbert, you'll see a stake driven in a brand new concrete sidewalks where they've started surveying it.
I don't think the paper's actually been passed March 11th. I know they're doing a walkthrough and stuff, and Tom and I have dealt with their attorney a few times. So I think it's a done deal, but papers haven't been passed yet.
I think that's genius.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we need it so bad.
And then I did also hear that they, like I said, the inn is being sold, or if it hasn't already also, and there's supposed to be some huge venue stuff type going in there, from what I'm hearing. No, nothing official.
Do you have anything,
Bob? The only thing I have is the electronic sign at the credit union.
Oh, right.
I talked with Tom about that already when I saw it a week ago.
Yeah.
And he was aware of the sign, and he told me he was going to head right up and look at it.
Okay.
I did not touch base with him before the end of the afternoon to find out what his opinion was on it.
But
so
he's on.
He'll be in tomorrow afternoon, and I'll follow up with him on that.
Yeah. That's all I have.
I'm just wondering about the bridge communication about the sidewalk on the bridge with DOT. Any more communication or updates on that?
Morgan got a real nice thank you card. See it?
I did. That was one thing I was going to bring up, that we should sign that and send that to DOT.
I'm not signing that thing.
But I think we should play nice. Maybe they'll be nice.
Name. Did you see the card?
It's just a scribble.
Show them the card. Try not to blush.
I think they're pretty.
Right?
You can sign it.
But I haven't heard anything from Tim Susie, who's supposed to get, is that his last name?
Yep.
He was supposed to get back to me. But
before Christmas, I think it was, or right around then. I've not heard anything either.
Yep. So.
Okay. Can we follow up? I'll text him. I'll put it on my list. Now that it's the end of the season, perhaps we'll snow. That would be really nice to figure out for next winter. One or another. My only other is what's the process for grant writing? How do we get started on writing a grant? I know we need to have a project in mind, obviously, but is there some sort of, do we have to get approval from either the select board or citizens to even write a grant? How do we, what's the process?
So, long story short, we had Rodney that had worked for us,
yes,
and we paid him $50,000 a year.
Yep.
And we essentially got rid of Rodney, and I took over all the grant writing at no additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what happens is if I'm made aware of a grant or one of the committees know of a grant or whatever, I jump right into it.
Okay.
I usually bring it to the board to make them aware of there's a grant I'm gonna apply for. They've yet to tell me no. So that's what has happened in the past. And I know I had your email on the, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about with the ARPA funds and stuff. Great ideas, great ideas to see if we can maybe get some matching funds.
Okay.
And grant, absolutely.
Okay.
Now is the perfect time for me to be looking into these. As a matter of fact, last time I went out with my knee 2 years ago, I'd done a lot of ordinances and policies and everything else, but I love being able to be at home with few interruptions and writing grants.
Awesome.
That sounds silly, but it's the truth.
It does make a lot of sense to use the money we have, you know, to find matching funds and things.
Absolutely.
If they allow,
we can make money with our own money.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
yep,
it makes a lot of sense. It really does. You know, we should be able to, the money we have in the bank, we theoretically we could do a lot of changes without raising taxes at all.
Yep.
You know?
So if you have other ideas, let me know.
Okay.
I have no problem. Like I said, I have a whole list. It's in a little protective sheet of different state grants and stuff like that.
Okay.
The only thing that people have a hard time understanding is sometimes we have to wait 2 to 3 years before we can apply. In other words, if we've gotten funds from this particular pot before.
Right.
Another one is wastewater. Wastewater is one of the emails you and I have been talking back and forth on. We got CDBG grant funds a couple of years in a row. And then we started to do microenterprise grants. So we couldn't dip in the same. Exactly.
Okay.
See how this kind of rolls.
How long does that expire sometime where you can't dip into that again?
So usually what happens, and I'll be perfectly honest with you because I've attempted this a few times. We've gotten grant funds 1 year, and I've attempted it the next year, and they don't fund me. They usually fund another town.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much money that can go around.
Yeah.
Usually by that second year or definitely by that third year, knock on something plastic, we're getting funding again.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So you just have to learn, you have to know how to play the game.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So
definitely.
Is there anything specifically we can help you with, Anna, or is it just like feeding you information? About
absolutely.
Yep,
yep. If you have anything or know of anything or what, I mean, the last thing, we did the DEP grant. I had applied to try to get some funding for a little park idea I had, and that didn't come through. But, yeah, so absolutely.
Okay.
Let me know.
Okay. Sounds great.
I've gotten really good working relationships with a lot of these departments so that I can call them ahead of time and say, okay, this is what I'm applying for. What do you think? Not that I want that on the record. So
it's too late.
Scratch that.
Right.
So that helps us a lot too.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Do you have anything else? Okay. If not, I'll open it up to you guys. Anyone have any comments? Bobby?
Just letting you guys know, the UAC, the Utility Advisory Committee, which we're fondly calling UAC, is formed, ready to go. We've submitted a date of the fourth Thursday of every month, and just waiting on information, the exact information that Leanna was talking about as far as the history of the grants that were written, what possible grants could be written to get that sequence, the money spent, where to go, so we get the idea of the size of projects and things like that. So if we can get that before she goes out, we have that information to start with and really understanding the historical side of wastewater as we look to the future.
Nice. Thank you.
Yep.
Part of the holdup is Leanne going downstairs to the basement and finding what she's done with it. But I'm working on it. I'll be honest.
Do you need me to come and say, okay, go down to the fourth box on the left and bring it up? Or
if you only knew where the fourth box was.
Well,
see, that's the problem.
They're all marked four.
Exactly.
It's been 6 months in that
And outside of it.
Why don't we organize that somehow?
We'll talk sometime.
Okay. Mm.
Anybody else? No? If not, we're going to go into executive session pursuant to 1 MRSA 405 Simmons Fund request.
Move second.
Moved.
Second.
All in favor? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, thanks so much for coming, everyone.